Blog Talk Radio.
The iPhone XR is here at T-Mobile, and there's a whole lot to love, like taking those perfect New Year, New You portrait mode selfies you're going to share.
Nice.
It's the best way to stay connected to everyone you'll heart most in 2019. So get ready to fall in love with iPhone XR on T-Mobile, the most loved in wireless. Call 1-800-T-Mobile to learn more or visit a store today.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week. And we have our holiday season upon us fully, and not a lot of people listen to this in later dates. But it's a great time of year for many, and rushing for some, and then other ones are just relaxing, and those that aren't, sometimes the holiday seasons are emotional for many too. And so if you're listening to this during this season, we wish you a great season and a even better next year. We have today, our industry has changed so much, and since many of you listening are agents and brokers, and then everybody, the agents and brokers that have been around for a long time, days when we had the listing cards in boxes and then went to computers, and they were really slow computers, like 286 computers, and who ever heard of a fax machine back then? Definitely not voicemail. And then slowly we got into the fax machine, voicemails and fax machines in the early 90s. And the internet, fast forward, the internet has changed our entire world. And I think it's really a good thing. Some people think it's a little too much, but when you think about it, in our industry, in the real estate industry, we've been able to work from the office, work from home, and blend it. So we're one of these industries that actually took advantage of working from home virtually and the office and mix-max. From day one, we were able to do that, go and leave and work our schedules to whatever was convenient for our family or whatever needs we had. But many, many of the workforce was not able to do that. And luckily nowadays, more are able to do that. More employers are seeing the benefits of letting employees work from home. And everything's changing by lightning speed. And as we offer menu programs, real estate menu systems, and people get to pick and choose. Just so many things are popping up in so many different models. Today, I'm privileged to have with us Carlos Creedle. He is with Tri-State Realty and MI Mutual Mortgage. He believes in really being able to accommodate his clients and customers in a far-reaching span, and as well as kind of a one-stop shop, being able to meet their needs. And with all the changes in our industry, they're weathering this, I don't want to call it storm, but boy, it's changing like the speed of lightning. It's just so fast. They're setting up their infrastructure, and they've already done that to not only make the changes work seamlessly, but practical and fun. And my goodness, if we're not having fun, what are we doing? We can do it all. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Carlos Creedle. Hey, thanks for coming on today.
Hey, hello, Natalie. Thank you for having me on your show today. I really appreciate it. I'm super excited to discuss a little bit of what's going on in the real estate market and how it's always changing.
Now, you're telling them, thank you so much, because I want to hear about you. Want to hear how you got into this and what brought you to this, you know, these where you are now, because you're blending the mortgages with the real estate. And many companies have done like a one-stop shop over the years, but sometimes it's really with their own company or their own, you know, everybody has to disclose, but it's not always where it's going to be the best situation for the customer or client. And you're working with a mortgage company that is actually being able to broker out and do things and make changes. So tell us how you got into all this, just a little bit about your history.
Okay, yes. Well, I had a very unique path to get into the real estate industry. A little bit about me. I'm 33 years old right now, and graduated college in 2009 from the University of Maryland, Eastern Shore. Ironically enough, I did not have no background in real estate. I actually had a degree in biology. So after me graduating college, I got into biotechnology for 10 years, where I developed vaccines, which was kind of an introvert job, you know, being in the lab, really seeing the same people every day, which is kind of the exact opposite of the real estate. So when I decided to get into the real estate, yeah, it was more of like I found a love for marketing. And my love for marketing is actually what kind of drove me into real estate, should I say. And what I ended up doing is I set up my own marketing business. It was called Eagle Marketing Professionals. And I went to different restaurants and small businesses and just do basic, like set up websites, social media, and different things like that. With that, I decided to, hey, why not try to get my real estate license and promote my own business? So that's when I decided to go and take my real estate classes. I did pass, and I got my real estate license in December 2016. Very, very fun.
Great.
And then 2017, in January, I actually purchased my first home, which was a big accomplishment and a milestone in my life. Thank you. And then in, I say, 2018, like around June of this year, I actually decided to expand my knowledge in real estate and become a licensed mortgage originator. So that really helped me step my education, my growth up, because I learned so much on the financing side as well on the real estate and working with buyers and sellers. So it's been a unique path for me, and I just look into the future and to more growth every day.
So you're in the millennial age. You're an actual millennial, right? Looking at how this is all changing. So you've kind of grown up with technology, so to speak, right?
You know what? I am at that unique age where I was there when there was no technology, when we had no cell phones. I mean, we didn't even have area codes, you know. We just had no 301s, no 202s. And then I went to the page. We had to dial up when I was in high school. And then I went to
the AOL?
Social
was
media.
Was that AOL?
Yeah. I went to the AOL dial-up, encyclopedia, all that good stuff. And then we went through, when I was in college, right, is when all the Facebooks and all that type of stuff start coming into play. So I'm one of those folks that's kind of like seen it all happen. So I do consider myself a millennial, and it's a very unique situation by me seeing it all.
What are you saying with millennial? So you went, so you've gone in, and then the biology and the technology, I guess that helps you kind of look at the broader span as well. And so your personality, I guess, didn't lend itself to sitting in the lab, right? Did you want to meet with people and deal with people more?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was. That was my extrovert that kind of came out. I kind of consider myself like a hybrid, like a Prius, right? I like the introvert. I do like being behind my computer and, you know, and really locking in and dissecting stuff. But I also like meeting people and hosting events and shaking hands and smiling. So I really consider myself a hybrid, and that's when I made that decision to get out of the biology and biotech industry and get over into the real estate, because I could actually do both.
That's fantastic. Yeah, the real estate gives you a lot of flexibility. It really does. What do you think about what markets do you cover right now?
Okay, well, right now I am licensed in Maryland and D.C. be currently working in Virginia soon. I'm working to get into that district. But I have worked with buyers. I have worked with sellers. I have worked with investors. I even help a couple of people get into the real estate industry. So I consider myself well-rounded. And, you know, I feel as if for me to be in the industry only for 3.5 years, I feel as if I know a lot by me having my hands in so many different paths.
Right, and taking the mortgage licensing, and then because now, you know, they make you go through quite a lot to get licensed nowadays in the mortgage business as well. How do you see the market right now? Because D.C., I mean, historically, because we've had a pretty good market since about 2013, you know, 2008 was not a good market. But historically, ironically, Washington, D.C., because of so many government workers being brought in and people, D.C., that circle with D.C., Virginia, and Maryland, where you can just kind of put a circle around it, the outer tip of all, seemed to really keep weather the storm when the markets were going down. How do you see it now since you're in that area?
Well, I must say that the DMV, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, is a very unique place because it's kind of like a transitional tri-state. And kind of like you touched on, the politicians, you know, every 4 years they're kind of changing guards. Every 2 years, Congress, I mean, it's always changing guards. So there's new people coming in, old people going out. Another big thing about the area is there's a lot of universities throughout the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. So there's a lot of, you know, undergraduate, graduate students that's coming in and out the area. And now with Amazon coming here to Crystal City, I mean, I think it's really about to explode. I mean, it'll be very, very interesting to see where it goes because, I mean, overall, we are above the average when it comes down to property value and, you know, of that nature. So, I mean, I just think it's going to go up. Now, this time of the year, and with the holidays and the market is going through a little turbulence right now, but it's nothing that raised concern for me and especially being in this area. Because I just really see nothing but growth.
Right, I agree. You know, I agree with you. That's why I wanted to see what your take was on it. It's funny though, right around, you know, the D.C. area, that area didn't get hurt like the other areas did in 2008 and 2009. I mean, when you look at the numbers, exciting time for you too. So, tell us, Tri-State Realty. Can you offer menu programs, menu systems? Tell us a little bit about why you chose Tri-State versus other brokerages.
Yes. I'm sorry. It's TriStar, but
I'm so sorry about that. I was thinking of TriState with Carl too. Okay, thanks.
Right. No problem. People get it mixed up all the time. And one thing about TriStar, it's a very, very unique brokerage. They started about 10 to 15 years ago, and I've been with this brokerage for a little over 6 months. I kind of jumped from brokerage to I could find my right place. And I really feel as if TriStar is the right place for me. One thing very unique about them, they are a 100% shop. So it gives the realtors a lot more leverage and, you know, to work with our clients and offer, I wouldn't really say discounted rates, but we could offer a lot of buyer benefits and seller benefits. For example, what we would do is, let's just say we have a investor or somebody who's trying to flip a property and they want to put it on MLS, or let's just say it's like a FSBO or for sale by owner type situation. By me being at 100% shop and working at TriStar, I'm able to offer them a discounted rate, kind of like the Redfins, what they're kind of doing. And it's not really a bad thing, but it's one of those things that I always like to explain to my clients, the pros and the cons. And for if it fits for you, we do like to offer that. Now, we also offer Now, we also offer a lot of other benefits to our buyers and sellers. For example, for our sellers, we offer a guaranteed sale within 90 days. And if it's not sold in 90 days, we will lower our commission rate or we will essentially sell your property for free. We also offer a lot of benefits to sellers. Let's just say that you want to get top dollar for your property, right? What we could do is we could actually come in and do renovations prior to closing. It doesn't cost the seller nothing out of pocket. They actually pay it at the end of closing. And with this, actually helps the seller because they could get top dollar for their property. The property sells a lot faster, and it's a much smoother process.
That makes sense. Okay, so how do the people contact you? What's your contact information you want to give out?
Okay, yeah, so my cell phone number is always the best way to get in contact with me by a phone call or text, and that number is 240-486-3643. And you can also visit me online at myhomeprocess.com. Again, that's myhomeprocess.com. And, I mean, it's a very, very interactive website. You could put on pre-offers, instant offers. You could list your properties. You could search the best properties in the areas, new properties that's coming on the market, check the price that property sold at so you can get kind of a comparative market analysis. It's a very, very exciting and website that helps you understand a lot about the market.
That sounds good. It's my home?
Yes, my home.
M-I, can you spell
process.
It? Spell it so everybody has
yes.
to kind of.
All right. MIHOMEPROCESS.com. MyHomeProcess.com. And so I really like it. I took a lot of time into building that website, and I think it will help.
And is that with the mortgage company or TriStar?
No, that's just with TriStar. That is for my real estate. As for the mortgage, if you are
Fantastic.
Interested in, if you're interested in applying for a mortgage, that website is MD for Merlin Home Process. So very similar to my real estate website, My Home Process. This one is mdhomeprocess.com.
That's interesting, though, with the technology and what you all are doing. On myhomeprocess.com, people can actually make an offer?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, you definitely can. You could do an instant offer. So, for example, if you are an investor and you see a property that you're really, really interested in, or let's just say you want to take a shot at 20 properties and you have a budget that you don't want to go over because it makes sense for you for you to flip that and make some profit off of, you could go directly on my website. You could plug in your information on the instant offer tab on the resources, and I will be giving you back a contract within the hour of you submitting the form, and we'll shoot that right on out to the listing agents and see about getting you under a ratified contract.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what about the pre-quals and everything to make sure they qualify before you submit the offer, or do you just do it subject to or?
Well, it's one of those when you do fill out the form, it will ask you the question, have you been approved? And if you haven't been approved, it will direct you to my lender page, and we could go about getting you approved. So it's kind of all interactive, and that's the beauty of it. Yes.
I love it. So then you actually, with that, you're going to then you actually get that's perfect. So then actually you have the pre-approval, the contract submitted. And then I'm assuming on that they would just be subject to viewing, or you have a home inspection contingency, so if the house is really not in good shape, they can get out of it?
Yes, yes. I always recommend a home inspection, even if you're buying the property as is, just because, A, it gives you time to look deeper into the property, really for you to evaluate if this is a good decision for you. And, you know, you don't want to make no hasty decision, especially when we're talking about such a huge purchase, right? So I would like to put that inspection contingency in there. Once we could get the property, you know, under contract or at least submit an offer to the listing agent and kind of get like a verbal approval, then we could go check out the property. Or maybe you check the property out and you just want to put the offer in, you know, you could just go to the website and put it in as well.
Well, it's fantastic to do that, and that you're so quick in the turnaround, because, you know, many times the houses, if it's a really a hot property, they may have a multiple offers, right? So this helps them losing it quickly, and then also you turn it around. I love how you tie in the qualifying, the lender page, if they haven't been qualified. And that technology is just amazing, isn't it, how you get to everything.
Yes.
And then the comparables they can see. We spent a lot of money to pay a programmer to do the RETS feeds for us. I mean, lots and lots of money. It took months on a couple of them. And now they just have the plug and play, and it's right there. It's just amazing.
Yeah. I mean,
amazing.
You know, it's technology. Technology is taking us to places.
I mean, we spent thousands and thousands, and it's like it's amazing. It's amazing how quick you can do that. What is your take on Amazon is getting into the real estate field?
You know what? That's very interesting. Amazon, the Zillows, I mean, all of those, the big fish, One thing, you cannot take the human effect out of real estate. So I'm not really worried. I really think it's not the best decision for a consumer to try to utilize those automated. It's cool if you're using automated programming when you have a person that's directing you and working with you. But when you go into these big Zillows and Amazons, I mean, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get a computer or you're going to get somebody that's overseas that's not totally understanding, you know, the industry. So I have heard about Amazon keys where they're going to put keys on people's doors that allow the consumers to get access into the homes, which kind of take away their real estate. But, I mean, really, if you're selling your house, do you want to just have anybody walking into your house that push the button online, you know? I mean, it's really
No, I mean, there must be a way to for safety. There must be a way for safety to qualify them. I do know we do have a problem in the industry with people being able to get in, show properties quickly. You know, either the listing agents or the showings instructions aren't set up to where they can get in easily. Sometimes owners aren't available and want to be there. You know, we do have that piece of our industry that I have to say from being in for so many, over 33 years, that's one area that I think could be worked on well, because I don't think sellers realize that they're losing an offer, you know, because
they're
you know, people go, they're going out to see 5 homes or 6 homes and they can't get into 2 of them. They don't necessarily say, oh, I really want to get into that, I'm coming back. They'll buy one of the other homes. I mean, that happens.
Okay.
Or the agents may just say, forget it, I couldn't get in, I'm not going to show it. And they're not doing, you know, it's just, or we can't get in this one, okay, forget it. And the people are losing their, they're losing the sale, and because it only takes one buyer. So I like the idea of the keys, but not with, like what you're saying. No, I think it should be connecting somebody either with a seller or an agent or somebody. So, but I don't know what their safety measures are. I'm sure they have some safety measures in there. They must. I mean, Amazon's not going to do anything that's going to get them in trouble.
Right, and I'm sure they have some type of safety measures. And like we say, I really think that there's so much spam and so much people stealing people information online. You know, when you, I just feel it's not the best route. I still think it's so important for you to get that relationship with a realtor. And as a consumer or as a buyer, you know, it's almost imperative for you to work with a buyer agent, because when you do go to open houses and you're working directly with the selling agent, that seller agent or that listing agent technically works for that seller. They do not work for that buyer. So their best interest isn't for that buyer. So it's always recommended to have a buyer agent on your side that's going to get you into those homes, show you the right home. Another big thing that sellers kind of, you know, I've been seeing and noticing that the commission rates have been going down. It used to be around 3%, but lately it's been going down. You see 2.5% is the going rate, and I've actually seen 2% and 1%, you know. And a seller, they don't understand that that would literally stop a buyer agent from showing your property or recommending your property to their client. So all of these takes come into play when it comes down to trying to sell your property and sell it fast for top dollar.
You know, it's so funny because I back when I got in 85, we didn't have buyer agency or buyer brokerage. We didn't even have seller agency. What I remember started in like October 1989. And so it was buyer beware. We didn't have, like, home inspections weren't done all the time, even though everybody would say, you know, you want to inspect this. And basically get a plumber, an electrician, a roofer, you know, people really qualified to do the different inspections. Now home inspections, I mean, they have the ASHI Association and everything's regulated more. Not in every single state is it regulated, but many. It's a different world that we're in, you know. So we, But home inspectors may miss something. So it's funny, though, because when they say people have to have a buyer broker, I say, well, you know, we're told we cannot represent ourselves as attorneys, right? So I think the listing broker can sell their property. Our brokerages do not do dual agency. Now, I don't know, our affiliates and members can, you know, do whatever they want, but our brokerage in Hawaii and Maryland, we do not do dual agency. When we have the buyer, the buyer is a customer and the seller, we're representing the seller. So with what you just said, I agree with you. We explain it in a way, for example, say the house is $500,000 and you want to offer $450,000, but you'd really go up to $480,000. Don't tell us that, because we're obligated to tell the seller, right? The reason I'm mentioning this is it's so funny how different times and different thought processes come in to our the way we view things. You know, that's how life is, right? I mean, the way we view things and our thoughts and how we agree. So for me, when it's a listing agent, sometimes the buyer can save money because they could say, okay, can you credit me a percent off? But the buyer needs to get comparables. They need to do all their inspections. So our world today where they're pushing it, like you must have the buyer represent, you know, I agree, but I don't 100% agree if everybody's doing what they're supposed to be, and that's to look out for all parties, although you are representing either or. So I'm just throwing that out there as a different take on how to look at it, because it's not just cut and dry, you know, but it just shows us how our world's evolved, and they're going to say, okay, it's evolving more because we want to protect the consumer, which that's what we're all supposed to do ultimately anyhow, right? So it's a very interesting thing, because you see a lot of dual agency out there, and to me, the dual agency is harder to do than if you're representing the seller and the buyer's a customer. So it's interesting to just get a take on everything these days. But people need help, and people definitely should, you know, I think it's a good buyer's agents when you're representing them as a buyer broker. You're doing a ton of work, you know, right? You're doing a lot of work.
Definitely. And kind of like you say, it really comes down to the integrity of the agent. And, you know, that's really the gist of the whole deal. But if you don't know a person or your agent personally or have a recommendation, all you really could go off of the reviews you read online, or it's kind of taking a swing in the dark sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it really depends about the integrity of your agent. And if you have a great and an honest agent, I mean, I think that if they could represent the buyer and the seller, and it'd be fair to both sides. But, you know, it just really depends.
It would be a customer. You know what I mean? They'd represent the seller and then look out for both sides. You know what I mean? I agree. That's where you get into the buyer broker agent, you know, and it's good to have a buyer's agent. It's just a matter of really researching and seeing what everybody's really doing. So, you know, because pricing, of course, you're supposed to get the most money for the seller, right? And then, if you're representing the seller. So then the buyer needs to know, hey, don't tell us what the offer is. Just let us put the offer in. You know, so I agree with you 100%. I'm just throwing that out there just to say how different things have changed and how there really are different takes on it to, you know, different points of view. And the buyer needs to be aware. Now you're getting many, many, many buyers going in and doing their own thing. They're not using agents at all. You're getting the online auctions. Mm-hmm. Sellers are doing the menu programs. And they can do it, but it's nice to have help, you know. So I think it's just an interesting industry we have, and I'm not sure how the virtual is going to work out. So it's great you're actually doing all, but you really believe in technology. It sounds like you're using the technology beautifully to
expedite it for your people. Technology is like my BFF. Yes, I mean, because it's always changing and it's always growing, and I mean it's very, very helpful to your clients. But now you do have some folks where they don't like the technology and they want to sit down, and, you know, we could definitely, you know, accommodate that as well. But me, I feel as if you having that technology kind of puts you on a cutting edge and kind of give you leverage of winning, you know, a lot of different bids and also getting top dollar. Because, I mean, let's face it, I think it's around 90% of homes are sold online. And when I say sold online, you'll be surprised that the sign in your front yard in open houses is actually less than 10% of total home sales of why somebody purchased a home. Majority of homes are found online, and, you know, they reach out to their agent and they go see the property. So technology is key, and, you know, where it's going with social media and everything like that, if you're not on that edge, I think you're going to get left behind. But then again, I'm kind of in that millennium age, so that may be a little bit biased.
I love it, though, because you're actually taking all of it in, you know, which is great. I love it. That's really the way to go. Let me ask you, do you get on the computer much, or are you mostly on your cell phone to get on the Internet?
You know what? I use a computer, cell phone, and my tablet, so I'm kind of all over the place. I mean, but majority of my time, I am on my cell phone because I'm usually on the move. So
much easier, isn't it?
You know, Yeah, it is. And nowadays, everything has mobile apps. And I mean, just like for my mortgage company, we have a mobile app where you go from start to finish, from you applying to a loan to you closing your loan, all from online. You upload all your documents, and it's kind of all in one place. Yeah, and we all could see it. I mean, this is what helps us be able to close loans in 2 weeks. And that's extremely fast, let's just say. And it actually helps us beat out a lot of the competition. So let's just say you was to get your loan through us, and we was to reach out to the listing agent, and we say, hey, we have a loan commitment. It have already been underwriting. So essentially this loan is as good as cash because it have already been approved. Not just that, we also could close this loan in 2 weeks. You know, I mean, as soon as 9 days, but we always like to do it at least the 2 weeks just in case if something happens. But, I mean, you got to think about it, the leverage that would give the buyer.
You get the appraisal too? You get the appraisal
quickly? Buyers having everything in our app, by the time we get that ratified contract, we could order the appraisal the next day.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and that's that technology for you, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I love it. Since I have you on here, and I love it, and I didn't know you were 33, that is so cool. I love it. So because right in the millennial age, tell me, I want to ask you a couple questions that'll about the real estate, but a little bit off from the loans and the business. We're hearing constantly that millennials, now when I say hearing this, I have to have my pulse on a lot around the country because of what we do with our membership. So I have to stay abreast of different markets and trends, et cetera. We're hearing a lot that the millennials, like for a while, weren't even wanting to buy houses. They were saying, hey, we're just going to rent. A lot of people were, you know, inundated with the school loans, right, and saying we just want to be freer. So more have been leaning towards the tiny homes, the little, you know, the little tiny homes you hear about. What's your take on that, and what do you think, or how do you feel about it?
My thing about this, millennials, you know, I mean, well, with today's industries, right, a lot of jobs and really some of the higher paying jobs are like in the IT and, you know, marketing. So a lot of times these millennials, they're not really settled. So they may get a job offer in Texas, in L.A., in Atlanta, you know, and when you lay your roots, you know, you kind of feel as if you're seated, you're rooted. So that's one of those things that I just feel as if that millennials is kind of why they shied away from purchasing. But recently, I think that they are starting to really, really understand the value of investment properties. And real estate actually made majority of the millionaires in America. So now I'm starting to see millennials, you know, buying properties, buying condos, buying townhouses, and they'll stay in there for a little while, and then they'll just rent it out. And essentially when you rent out a property, that's going to be additional income. So it kind of balances out your debt to income and you really don't feel like you continue to grow. So that's one of the big things why I think millennials was kind of shying away because they wasn't sure where they were going to end up. But now as, you know, the market is, you know, being more active and they're seeing the investment potential that they have, you know, they are decided to buy. Now, something that you mentioned, you know, it's one of the big reasons I think a lot of millennials kind of shied away from purchasing was those student loans because, oh, man, you know how they could get sometimes, you know, sometimes when you graduate, you get a diploma saying owing the bank because
$100,000 loan, right? Easy.
Yeah. I mean, you owe a lot of money to the bank, and that debt is very huge, but one of the huge things a lot of people don't know is that a student that's just graduating college, actually, that's a considered work. That's considered work experience. So if you get a job offer straight from college, you actually could apply for a home loan just with your job offer, and you'd be able to get approved for a loan because you being in school actually counts as 2 years work experience. So
as long as you're not self-employed, right? As long as you're not self-employed, as long as you actually have a W-2, right, you're getting a job as an employee.
Yep, it will have to be W-2, and like you say, it will have to have that job offer saying that you're making so much money. You don't even have to have a pay stub. I mean, we could just have that job offer. So you have some people graduating at, you know, 21,
wow,
now purchasing their first home. Yes, it's a beautiful thing.
Fantastic.
So once students actually and millennials actually really understand the real estate market. They tend to jump into it. It just is, I wouldn't say the lack of education, but like maybe the lack of knowledge, I would say, of purchasing a home
right.
and being able to use it as investments, you know, potential and all that good stuff. So
that's a good take on it. I've heard where there's also some loans. Now, I know if you're a doctor, dentist, et cetera, they'll look at the ratios are worked out differently with the student loans rather than not holding it, penalizing that whole ratio against you. But and I've also heard of situations where some of the lenders have loans, well, their loans set up where they can roll the student loans into the mortgage. Now that may not make sense based on a 15, 30-year mortgage or how much you're going to pay. You know, it just has to all be worked out. But I've heard where there's some where they're actually doing this.
We do a lot of doctor loans where we could roll in, you know, your doctorate debt and everything. We kind of overlook that, and we don't use that against you. And we could look at the money that you're going to be making maybe your first year and then where you should be at the, you know, the second year. So there's a lot of different options if you are, you know, do have your doctorate for you to get into homes. And we also have a lot of options for the Merlin, for example. They have the Merlin Mortgage Down Payment Assistance Program. And this is essentially we could get you into a home with 100% financing, no down payment at all. Now, you do have to have closing costs, but if you're working with a great buyer agent, they can actually ask for seller subsidy, which is closing help from the seller. And usually, if you could get 3% closing costs from the seller and you are qualified in a DPA program, a down payment assistance program, essentially you could get into the house with no money down. It's a really cool thing
great.
That's out. And, yeah, I have pushed a lot of those. And it helps a lot of people who's renting right now who don't know they are qualified to buy.
There, you know, there's a lot of assistance programs which are great for first-time buyers to check into. I know Frederick, they're a different investor. Not just investors. They must live in the property. But some of the down payment assistance is huge. I'm surprised. You know, they're able to more than what we used to see in the old days. I'm seeing one where they're getting 12 on just a $200,000 house. They're getting $12,000 plus another $8,000 from the sellers. You know, there's always, of course, you know, the limits, whether it can be 3%, 6%.
Right.
But I'm amazed at some of the community programs that are being offered, too, for first-time home buyers. So would that be something they would call you and you would let them know which ones are being offered, or they should actually check with the city or county? Or?
Well, no, I always recommend for you to reach out to me or your preferred lender, and we would definitely let you know, what all the qualifications are and, you know, what's necessary, what's going to be the interest rate, what it's going to cost for closing. We'll give you all the details, you know, about the program. I mean, some of these programs, they're grants, so you don't have to pay it back. You know, some of them you do have to pay it back. I mean, there's so many tax benefits. It's so many programs that's out there, and we have so many products at MyMutual, which a lot of other lenders, they don't offer. So it's a beautiful thing, and I always recommend just reach out to the lender. We'll ask you a couple of questions, and once we get that answer, we'll go ahead and put an application in, and we will direct you to the best program and the best product for you.
Wow, that's fantastic. I love it. That's really great. Now, how many states are you in as a mortgage company in?
Well, so the thing about MyMutual is we're fairly new. We was on the retail side pretty heavy. I mean, I'm sorry, the wholesale side pretty heavy. We just recently opened up our retail
commercial
brand.
Commercial and all.
We did a lot of commercial prior and our wholesale. So now that we just opened up our retail branch, we're doing more, you know, the residential mortgages, refinancing and all that. And we're hoping to be in all 50 states in the next upcoming years. But currently right now we're over 20 states, so we're growing rapidly.
Right.
And we have some great lenders. And, I mean, me personally, I know I'm new in the industry, but it's just so much that they offer as a company that I feel very, very proud to be part of MyMutual.
It sounds like it. You're rolling. I'm telling you, you're great. You really love what you're doing. And I'm just so neat to see. And then the tri-state. So the tri-state process, you're saying it's 100% for agents, but then what do you pay per transaction on each deal, or How does that work?
Yes. So how it works is for you to get 100% commission, what it is that you pay $50 a month, and that's kind of like the monthly fee, and then you have to pay a transaction fee of $450 per transaction, and that's for the sales or
listing. How much do you pay a month? I'm sorry, 50 or 100? Okay.
Yes, that's
okay.
$50. And yes, you can also go for free where you have to pay no monthly fees, but that's an 80-20 split. Me personally, I prefer the 100%. You know, $50 isn't too much to maintain, you know, when you really think about if you're doing business, you know, the numbers. So,
and then $450 per transaction. But who reviews the contracts and who trains and everything? Are they just...
Oh, so one beautiful thing about TriStar is that they have an academy called TriStar Academy, and we do a lot of the continuing education. I mean, there's so much training there. It's the academy is literally right above our brokerage here in Silver Spring at 1600 Elton Drive.
You mean
Drive
they have academy? They have a school?
Maryland.
They have
yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. They have a school then, academy. Okay.
Yep, they have a school, and I mean, where you want to get your real estate license or you need your continuing education. Anything like that. And then as for who reviews the contracts, actually we have a compliance team. So before you actually could get paid, which we are doing this for, you know, to make a living, you have to go through the compliance. So you put all of your contracts through our compliance department, and they will approve it or they'll tell you, hey, you have, you know, to do a couple of updates. And it's very, very beneficial to somebody who, you know, really don't know all the ins and outs of the real estate market. And because all
right.
you do is you upload it online, back to the technology, right? You upload your contract online. It goes to the compliance. They review it. They'll let you know, hey, you got some errors. You need to fix this. You need to get your signatures here. And you go back to your client. You get those signatures. And once you get everything, they'll give you the approval.
Do they review it before you submit the offer, or you're talking about after it's all done, before you get paid?
Oh, no. They review it before we submit the offer. So before we can get paid, they tell us that. Yeah, they want us to put that in, and they review it all. So this is pre-offer.
Right, because you have to do that. Otherwise, there could be language that you need to add in or different particulars that could, you know, to protect you for the zoning or area or contractors. Yeah, that's good. So that's good. So they have the team set up, and then you get – then that's all you have to pay is $450 a transaction. That's not bad. What about E&O insurance?
So the E&O is $399, and you could pay that upon you joining. It's a yearly, you know, transaction or a yearly fee. But they'll take that out of your first sale, so you really don't feel it right away, you know. If you do want to pay it up front, you could, but it's one of those that they could take it out the first sale.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That's,
oh, good.
That's how they did
okay.
it for me. It was very, very helpful when I joined.
Good. No, that sounds like a great company, the way everything's working.
Yeah, they're huge. I mean, they're in Bowie, Maryland. There's one in Columbia, one in Baltimore. They started in Silver Spring. We have over 500 agents. I mean, we're growing rapidly, and it's a really nice company. I do like it.
That's fantastic. And how long has it been? You know, it's been open for a while, you think, right?
Yeah, they've been open for over 10 years. They're growing very, very fast. It's a family-owned brokerage, so it's really, really nice. Mm-hmm.
I like it. It sounds awesome. So this has been – so you're doing – you're just – and I know you're putting on functions, aren't you, like already, which is really cool.
Yes. Yes, I actually hosted my first real estate everything, or I call it everything real estate, and we're having it at Montgomery Mall at the Lucky Strikes Bowling Alley every third Wednesday of the month. And what we're going to be doing is we're invite everybody, contractors, lenders, real estate agents, inspectors, everybody who's in the real estate industry. We all meet up. We have a couple of drinks. We do a little bit of bowling. We have board games. We do raffles, a networking challenge, kind of like speed dating, but for networking. So
good.
It's a lot of fun.
You had one already, right? Didn't you just have one recently?
Yes,
I thought,
we had our first one.
And it went
the
well.
16th.
Good. I like that.
It went very, very
I
well.
Like that
it
idea.
Was a lot of fun. And it's just going to keep on growing. I think that it's going to grow to be very, very large in 2019. So I'm super excited about that.
That is exciting.
And once
very
again,
exciting.
Yeah, actually, we got a website as well. It's going to be DMV, Connects for D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, connects.com.
DMV,
and
I like that. So that's DMV, District of Columbia, Maryland, Virginia?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Is that what it stands for? Cool.
Yeah, it's one of those that you got to be a Washingtonian to know that. But once you've been around for a little while, you know, DMV is not for the Department of Motor Vehicles. It's for
exactly.
D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Yeah, that's
exactly
what you think, right? So,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's
no,
it's
right.
A nice thing.
Right, exactly.
We're tri-state. We're like brothers and sisters.
Great.
You know?
I love it. Yeah, we'll have to get you into the Really Universal membership. You guys will love it, too, because it's all about growth and keeping it simple and letting people have choices. It's really and this networking. I mean, without networking, what do we do? You know, it's so important to grow, right? Spiritually, even bouncing ideas off each other, masterminding. There's so much we can do.
It's golden.
The education, the tips we give each other are just incredible, aren't they?
Yes. I mean, the thing about it is, if you haven't been through it, hey, somebody else has, right? So it's one of those things
exactly.
that I feel as if that is necessary. Your network is your net worth. I'm a strong believer of that. And the more people
your
you have in
your
network.
Your network is your net worth. I love it. Oh,
like
while I have you on that subject, what do you think about compound interest? You think we should teach everybody that in elementary school?
I think that they should know about compound interest. They should know about taxes. They should know about investments. I mean, a lot of stuff that we do learn in elementary school, we don't utilize. I mean, I took calculus 1 and 2 in college. I never utilized it, not once. Maybe I utilized it twice when I was doing biotech.
Right.
But that was the most, you know. Now, I wish I would have learned about credit in elementary school. I mean, that could have been a game changer, you know. I was thinking about one of these little starting kind of like a daycare, not a daycare, like a summer camp, should I say. And instead of having, you know, your kids go to a summer camp, you know, they come to learn about life skills, learn about credit, learn about mortgages. And, yeah, you kind of like give the kids, you know, like let's just say candy or some type of currency, maybe fake money, and you give them options. Hey, you could buy something now, maybe like a toy or some candy, or you could save it, make sure you pay certain things, and then at the end of the camp, you may be able to get this big exclusive gift. But it's up to you to
make
those decisions.
All right, Carlos, why don't you put it on the list, and then start it by next – put it on the list, and let's do it by next summer or the summer after.
I love it. I would love to do that. That's one of my
dreams. No, it really, you know, when we can teach the children and get in families and the education and stop abuse and show love and – you know, and make it fun. I mean, just imagine how that affects the world for the future. Just amazing, isn't it?
It changes.
Yeah,
it'll change
I like
a
it.
Lot. It'll change
yeah, because we never got
lives.
Talked about taught about compound interest and this thing. And, you know, it's a game changer, just like you said with credit. You know, people just say, wow, I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't know if I did this.
Yeah.
You know, it's just all learning, but, we, you know, it's just an ongoing thing. I love it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and have fun. We need to have fun, too, right? That's the big thing. We've got to have fun while we're doing this. And it is fun serving people. It is fun making a difference. And that our industry can get a little crazy because you have so many things that can come up. And so the more that we're able to avert the pitfalls, the more that we're able to know what we're getting into and to be able to educate our clients and customers what they can expect, we can make it a lot more fun, you know, because I think everybody wants to be happy while they're going through the processes, especially these stressful processes of buying and selling a home, you know, having people walk in on your privacy, basically, you know, when they're coming in out of your home, not knowing what's going to happen with the market. You can in good faith, you say, hey, we know we can get this much for our property, even commercial buildings, other and then all of a sudden they're not selling, right, because we don't, you know, the markets are what the markets do, what the markets bear. And so there is a lot of stress, and our job
totally
is trying
agree.
To make it a little bit less stressful, isn't it?
I'm a strong believer of this, right? Like, hey, money comes and goes, time comes and goes. I mean, everything comes and goes. The only thing I think that people really sit with them is how you make somebody feel. I mean, that lasts forever. People always remember
that. Isn't
that
the truth?
So if you,
it is so,
yeah,
it is
I
so
mean,
true.
That's what it's all about. So you change how you make people feel, you change the world, you know, and that lasts forever. So I'm a strong believer exactly what you were touching on.
God bless you. That is, it's so needed. So you are on fire. I am so impressed and looking forward to more networking with you guys. And
awesome. Yes.
Connecting the dots. And even if we can connect with other brokers in the other states and with you too. I mean, I'm not sure if they how they have their different affiliate programs set up. But it's really cool. It's really it's all about or learning, giving back, passing it forward. Playing it forward, passing it forward, right? Like in the movie, they'll tell you about the one thing, right? And
there you go.
You know, that's the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get it. Get the one thing. Yeah, I actually was reading that book. I think it was Gary Keller is the name. The One Thing. It's an awesome book. I read that.
Oh, Gary Keller with Keller Williams talks about the one thing. Yeah.
Yes, he has.
I was thinking of the movie way back with Jack Palance and what's his name? Oops, the one that said it. Can't think of his name. Yeah, Gary Keller talks about the one thing.
In one of his books. Amazing. What you're capable of doing. I always tell myself, have you ever been on vacation before? And you'll be surprised how much you could knock out that day before you're going to vacation, right? It's just something clicks in you. And it's kind of like you're focusing on that one thing, which is getting on that plane to get in the vacation, right? And it's kind of like that's my motto. I like to live life by that. If I could keep that gear kicked in like I'm always going on vacation and focus on that one thing, which is success.
But you're going to get the rate you're going, and as good as you are, you're going to have lots and lots and lots of clients and customers, and then you need the administrative help and the other help. So you keep that. You know, it'll be like it gets that, and then it's about keeping the boundaries and making it good so that you're still happy. So because you know that, you can focus on that one thing and move backwards, right, so that you can set the boundaries better so that you are not pulled in 100 different directions at the same time, because I know I've lived this business and I can just tell you, it's just, you're going to go gangbusters. You already are. And it's exciting.
Oh, yes. Systems, right? Checks and balances. Kind of like the government. You gotta make it work.
Check
that's
boxes.
How it all
no,
works.
But even if, you know, and it's, and then you just, you know, backup systemations, backup and this and this.
Yeah,
and this and
there you go.
You know, but it does work out though. It does.
Awesome.
So we have Carlos Cradle with us with Tri-State Realty. And
yes,
work
ma'am.
My home mortgages, actually. And you can be going to give your number again?
Yes. You can reach me at 240-486-3643. Again, that phone number is 240-486-3643. You can also check me out online for the real estate at myhomeprocess.com. And I'm with TriStar Realty, and if you're interested into a mortgage, you could check me out online at www.mdhomeprocess.com, and I'm with My Mutual Mortgage, and we're just looking for a great 2019 and for me to change a lot of lives out there and for me to help give back and just be the best that I could be and live my best life and help others do the same.
God bless you. That sounds wonderful. I love it. To everybody out there, we hope you have the best holiday season. Happy New Year. We'll see you next year. I love to say that this time of year, 2019, we'll see you next year. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to realtyuniversal.com. Make it a great day.
The iPhone XR is here at T-Mobile, and there's a whole lot to love, like taking those perfect New Year, New You portrait mode selfies you're going to share.
Nice.
It's the best way to stay connected to everyone you'll heart most in 2019. So get ready to fall in love with iPhone XR on T-Mobile, the most loved in wireless. Call 1-800-T-MOBILE to learn more or visit a store today.
Oh.
Traveling home for the holidays? Well, with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on any purchase you make today and every day. And those miles add up to get you closer to that trip home. Every time you pump gas, double miles. Every time you get your nails done, double miles. Or if you're in charge of buying the turkey, yep, double miles. You earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, and then you go. The Capital One Venture Card, the card that takes you there. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA NA.